Hi! It is episode 41 of the TryGames.net podcast. I am your host, Mr. Chupon. We'll be going by our aliases today for a very specific reason, and we'll talk about why. I'm your host, Mr. Chupon. I'm here with the Antipode.
Hi-de-ho.
You sound like a girl. I'm here with Fast Ethan Felsen.
Bam,
we don't
bam,
care about you.
Bam,
here with Porpoise Whale. Oh, I'm sorry, Fast Ethan, do you have something to say?
Bam, bam!
Porpoise Whale?
Step one, set of assay buns, like kiss my buns or you're a buns hole.
Where did that come from?
South Park.
Oh, wow, that's right. I haven't watched it in a long time. Okay, so before we get onto why I'm not referring to people as their real names, what have you been playing, Antipode?
I've been playing, I can't even focus anymore. I hit level 70 in Warcraft, and...
You reached level
70.
70.
So the game is over. He's French.
Yeah, it took me a whole 2 months, and so now I got to do this long quest chain to get access to the final dungeon and run that dungeon, get all my elite loots.
Get your loots.
And it should be really fun because I'm doing it with a guild that's actually, you know, into running this stuff and having fun in PvP and whatnot.
Penis versus penis. What is PvP?
Player versus
so it is practically practically penis versus penis.
And I got CNC3 this week, and I passed the first level and got a little fucked up on the second level because I didn't quite get a grasp of how the units are working.
You suck!
Loop so long.
You didn't get a grasp of your cock.
Cack.
So I'll be working on that this week, and hopefully we get some.
You better work it before you jerk.
Hopefully we'll be able to get some online gaming with that.
All right, we definitely got to get that going next weekend.
Yeah, that's gonna be on next thing.
All right, we got to set an appointment.
Yeah, shut up, Watson.
You say funny thing.
You shut up, Chupon.
Shut up. Fast, what are you playing?
No, really nothing. I went to Charlotte.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So you've been playing a cow
conference.
And some conference. So you've been playing with a cow's udders.
Playing Deliverance.
That's why you fucking need a DS or a Game Boy or a PSP or something.
Right.
Well, not a PSP, maybe, according to...
Not a PSP.
I'll get a DS.
To Porpoise. Huh?
I want a DS.
Okay. Porpoise, playing what? God of War 2?
Yep, just finished
awesome.
That game, and now I'm in bonus play mode.
Now I'm in bonus playing. Go on, do it now.
So, awesome game. I don't know where you are, in the game. So
I'll tell you where I am. I won't tell you what I've destroyed, but I'll tell you where I am.
Right.
I have reached the Sisters of Fate, and I am in the area directly after them.
Which area is that?
It is blue. There is something very fat in the middle, and I'm.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Oh my god, is that frustrating.
And I had to stop playing because I had to go somewhere.
I thought it was because you were going to break something.
No, I was on a 5-6 hour binge, and I was sitting there going hey, I must be near the end or something because it's...
Right.
But I decided to stop. But go ahead, your experiences.
No, essentially, that is probably one of the most annoying parts of the game. In that there's long battles, there's only one chest to give you health,
mm-hmm.
depending on how you played it,
right.
if you opened the chest already. Yeah, and you're gonna fight a bevy of enemies that are gonna be unfair. They're gonna trap you into a corner. They're gonna knock you around. You're gonna have to use a lot of magic, a lot of different weapons. You know, either the hammer or the spear of destiny.
Uh-huh.
And then you're just gonna have to die a whole bunch of times and wonder what the fuck am I gonna do to get out of this.
That's sad. That's sad. But go ahead.
Essentially, what they do is they throw those banshees at you. Along with the Medusas.
That's where I kept on dying.
Yeah, so try to jump out of the way, you'll be turned to stone and shatter on impact.
Ah, shit.
Get turned to stone one time, the Banshees already threw something at you,
right.
and you shatter on impact.
Right.
So, that's it. Game over.
See, it's a shame to me because up until this point, there have been very, 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 very few areas of the game where I was just this is really just annoying.
Cheap, yeah.
Whereas
not
in the
cheap.
First game, I encountered either cheap areas or the stupid balancing beam shit. Which really annoyed me. And in this one, the balancing beam stuff is nowhere near as offensive. And like,
No. It's actually good control. On that. The first one was egregious.
Yeah, this one is so tightly packed, and then it just disappointed me when I reached this part. I'm like, what the fuck is this, Halo? Because anybody who's played Halo knows about the library level, where it's the same thing, where you just go down this big, long hallway, and these enemies just keep on coming at you, and you're like, okay, when is this over? This isn't even fun anymore.
Yes, exactly. So,
but the rest of this game is, oh my god, the rest of this game is great.
It's beautiful. It's fantastic. Though I'll say it again, the storyline is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it from beginning to end. I'm not going to give away the ending, but I'm disappointed at the end.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard it was a cliffhanger, so...
Well, it's not even a cliffhanger. It
just doesn't resolve things.
It just.
I see.
It's like a modest.
No, it's just like it's just marketing. Hammer. You know, that's all I see. Right. Marketing.
God of War 3.
God of War 3. Get ready to buy a PlayStation 3.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I'll still buy it. I'll buy it for God of War 3. But not until it's like $300.
Let's hope it's 2 years. Yeah.
That's it. What have I been playing? I haven't been playing God of War 2 as well, like I just said, and a lot of Final Fantasy VI Advance. Moving on! Since we just spoke about God of War at length, even with this, before I stop this, even with that stupid shitty area, I'd still give this one a 5 out of 5.
Yes, absolutely.
Whereas the other one, I only gave it a 4 out of 5. Mm-hmm. Before we get to some random news, why I'm not using people's real names today, because we don't want to give them the benefit of the doubt or the light of day or something. So the reason why we're not using our real names, I'm not sure if this is legit or not, but the Antipode and Fast Ethan Felsen helped me out with this because they're nerds, more so than I am, and they verified some email headers. Where the hell is this? Okay. Now, I'll give you guys listening one guess as to who this could be before I read his name out. Okay, check this out. The subject of this email is, I am shutting down your hatred factory. That should be a fucking clue. Okay. Try Gamers, which he spells with a capital G. I've listened to the recent broadcast... It's fucking podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. I've listened to the recent broadcast you put out talking about killer graphic games like Manhunter 2 and the sex simulator God of War 2. No.
He's doing it wrong. If that's a sex simulator, he's doing it wrong. I just want to say right now, anybody that learned sex from this game... You're going to disappoint someone. So,
yeah, you're going to, throw balls of fire at your
girlfriend. It is funny. Did you guys see, I know I showed, Fast Ethan Felsen, I know I showed you.
Damn it! Well, my name is in there, so it's like, I'm screwed. Yeah. I'm screwed.
Fast. I know I showed you the, that's true, you are screwed. I know I showed you the, fake sex scene. Do you remember what that looks like? Is that a simulation of anything?
I do that every weekend. That's exactly
you
what I look like.
You twiddle your analog sticks?
Dude,
Antipode, did you see it? Did I ever show it to you? No, oh my god. So okay. I gotta start this again. I'm sorry, I keep interrupting myself. I listened to the recent broadcast you put out talking about killer graphic games like Manhunter 2 and Sex Simulator, God of War 2, which is racist against Greek stereotypes.
Now, that confuses me. How are you racist against a stereotype?
I don't know, but
that's
let's,
a good point.
Yeah, when
also, what is a Greek stereotype?
Well, what is a Greek race?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, even if it wasn't, it's not like I don't like the Greek race.
All right. Let's read the entire thing first.
All right, I'm sorry. Right.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish. Finish it.
I listened to the recent broadcast you put on top of my killer graphic games like Manhunter 2 and Sex Simulator, God of War 2, which is racist, Greek stereotypes. I am quite familiar with this territory, which he spells with an O.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I was not expecting was one of your members being guilty of slander and libel against me. It should be made clear that I have a healthy, faithful relationship with my wife. She does not cheat on me, and she does not play video games. We never said that she did.
No, that's okay. You deluded
gamers are all the same. You want to criticize a man for doing his God-given duties because it interferes with the satanic rituals you basement dwellers involve yourselves in every hour.
That's my favorite part.
Let me tell you what, my crusade against your sins will be victorious. I demand to have the full name of the Trigamer that slandered my name and my wife. I will bring legal action upon you and your crew for this disgusting gamer incident. I'm going to shut down your hate factory once and for all, so no more can you manufacture insults of mass destruction. Okay, for those listening out there, you obviously know who this person or imposter is.
Rhymes with Dak Johnson.
So this came from Jack Peace at Comcast.net, and I thought it was fake. But I went to VG Cats. I don't know if any of you guys read the webcomic VG Cats, but it's pretty funny. And apparently he had done kind of the same thing to Scott Rensmeyer, the guy who's the author and Antibo. Do you know if he's both the author and the artist or?
I believe so.
Okay, so, and then you know there's this whole incident with him and fucking Penny Arcade, and he emailed them and told them some random shit, and then like they made a game, a flash game in his name, and they donated. Oh no, somebody made a flash game. Because he was like, if I can pay $10,000 to charity to make like you know a video game that doesn't involve killing or some shit like that, and then someone went and did it, and he didn't donate any money, so Penny Arcade went ahead and donated the money in his name, and there was this whole like little issue with that crap, and now apparently some jerk who thinks that he's funny, or some jerk who doesn't like us, must have, like, sent him episode 40 of our podcast where Porpoise Whale started going off on him about beating off, and then, like, his wife is cheating on him because of his stupid crusade last week.
Essentially, I said he's running out of money, his wife is cheating on him, his daughter is dating the country drug addict, you know, just, like, something stupid to that, and,
right.
Great offense.
Right. Who takes issue with, and of course this was tongue-in-cheek, but who takes issue with another website donating money in his name because he wouldn't live up to his word? You all know who it is. Fucking Jack Thompson. And so it's, I don't know if I should air this email out because I'm afraid he'll, like, sue us up the ass.
He was definitely trying to elicit a response.
Well, here's the thing. It's the same email address as is already public on VGCats.com. So whatever.
And on Kotaku.
Okay, so there you go. JackPeace@comcast.net. So because of the fact that it's public, I'm willing to think that someone, like, you know, fucking made us joke about it. But then our tech gurus, Mr. Fast Ethan Felsen and Antipode, you know, found email headers, basically legitimizing this. It's pointless to, you know, read headers on the air. They're just a bunch of, you know, shit. But, I mean...
No, but you can say, you know, first of all, the JackPeace@comcast.net comes through true in the header. Which means it's not a spoofed email address because the header would show the alternate email address, right. Or it would show a blank, and then somebody can fill that in the name section when you're setting up an email account. And the other piece, or if they really did a good job at spoofing it, then this person is amazingly talented because the IP address resolves back on a reverse DNS entry back to Comcast. So it came from Comcast, and it probably came from that actual email address.
So you think it's actually dude?
It's either dude or it's
someone who has no life to
really
to
yeah.
play
or a lackey.
Yeah,
No, that's not easy to do that. Like if you're
go on.
No, I was just going to say it's not easy to spoof a mail address where it comes through this way in the header. You'd have to really know what you're doing. If this is the actual header, then this is the real deal.
Here's the way I see
it.
Or
it's somebody who's extremely talented.
Here's the way I see it. Someone who is this talented wouldn't need to waste time on us. We're very small.
Yeah,
but if this was legitimate, I could see that happening because he wants to go after any and everyone, no matter how big or small, just to make a name for himself.
Or he just wants to send something out that like sends a little bit of scare because he's not ready to focus on it yet or wants to see if it's going to make us say more shit against him so he does have a lawsuit.
Oh, God. First of all, before Porpoise goes on his well-deserved rant on this this deconstruction, slander and libel. Didn't you ever see fucking Larry Flint?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said to Tony when he called me about this.
The People vs. Larry Flint. For those who don't know, or those who are too young to see pornographic movies, which is not. The whole Larry Flint case was that you know his whole what's it called against was it Falwell, Reverend Farrell? Falwell, Jerry Falwell, right?
Falwell, yeah, yes.
Okay, and he was suing, what's the dude's name, Larry Flynn. He was suing him for a slander and libel or something, and the attorney's basically like, look, this is, you know, this is obviously a parody. You know, if you're obviously making a parody, then it obviously cannot be libel or slander. Is that correct?
Because it's not true.
Right.
Well,
because
it's
parody.
It's satire.
Right.
It's
intentionally
satire.
Not true. Okay, so there you go. So, I mean, like...
Because no one would believe that Jerry Falwell's mother gets laid in an outhouse.
Right.
That's
right. and no one knows. That, no one knows about that. And then no one knows the private life of Jack Thompson's wife. We don't know.
Certainly not us. Yeah. I have no idea if his wife really like slams a donkey in the ass behind the outhouse or what, or picks up melon in the rear and twists it around. I got no idea.
Okay, so let's dissect this paragraph by paragraph, and I'm gonna let Porpoise Whale do take it the whole way.
I'll start since it is directly threatening against me because he feels that I totally defamed him. I just want to go by this line by line and just take my cues on it.
Okay,
I've already gone through the first line.
So
the
and
sex
that's
simulator got
that's I've listened to the, okay, so you did go through that. Okay, so the next paragraph. I'm quite familiar with this territory, however, I was not expecting was one of your members being guilty of slander and libel against me. It should be made clear that I have a healthy, faithful relationship with my wife. She does not cheat on me, and she does not play video games. Go at it.
Okay. First off, being a lawyer, I think you would know how to spell territory. Just you know,
yeah.
I don't think you know. Either that, or he's really, really not proficient in spell check.
He wasn't proficient in spell check.
Like,
he was misspelling all that stuff on the VG Cats letter, too.
Okay, well, I don't, which leads me to believe that it's not him personally writing this, it's some lackey. Somebody that has either got information off the web that he's paying, is writing a ghost letter.
He's had conversations with other people with the similarly bad grammar. Excuse me,
that speaks very little of him, and he doesn't need me to try to defame him. And I'm not trying to defame him, and I just want to make that perfectly clear. What I'm doing, for instance, I was not expecting one of your members of being guilty of slander and libel against me. Now, I mentioned this before, there is a succinct difference between slander and libel. Libel is written, slander is spoken, I never wrote anything about him, okay? And if I did, it would be satire, it would be making light of his situation, and not really defaming him, because I really don't give a... I don't know if he's married, I don't know if he has a daughter... And as Ethan says, we don't know if he's actually out in some outhouse fucking a donkey in the ass and twisting and, you know, pulling out and, you know, French kissing a mule. I don't know, okay? I don't care. I really don't care. What I said to make light because he did, in fact, do some things and made, and it's evident. I mean, it's his writing. It's his speaking. It's his, you know, his letters to these companies that we're making light of, okay? So come on, get a grip. All right, next paragraph.
Okay, next.
Oh, and another thing, I never said that his wife played video games.
Right, I don't get that.
I should suggest that she do, because if he thinks God
I
of War...
I should suggest that she do.
if he thinks God of War is a sex simulator, she is very, 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 very depressed. And I think he needs, you know, I think he needs to look into that, you know? And again, I'm satirizing, I'm not making light. Next paragraph.
You deluded gamers are all the same. You want to criticize a man for doing his God-given duties because it interferes with the satanic rituals that you basement dwellers, hyphen, for no reason, involve yourselves in every hour. Let me tell you what.
Time to do
my crusade against your sins will be victorious. Never mind the fact that I'm not Christian or Catholic or anything like that,
right.
But just putting that out there.
Right, okay. So for this line... You deluded gamers are all the same, and it interferes with our satanic rituals and stuff like... He's now guilty of the very same thing he accuses us of, which is saying things which are not true about him.
Yeah, we don't even
Do
like
all
basements.
All video game people have satanic rituals? We don't even live in basements. We don't have
That's
basements.
Right.
And we certainly don't dwell in them. Maybe we go there, like, occasionally, but I don't... I've never dwelled
Maybe
in a basement.
Maybe we pontificate in basements, but never dwell.
I understand. Okay, now let me get this straight. He considers himself a God-given. He's doing a God-given.
It's a mandate
movie.
From
him. I never saw in either the movie version of Ten Commandments or what I read from the Bible God passing down the 11th commandment: "Thou shalt not make lewd, illicit games and put a rating on them and make hot coffee mods."
While
I've never seen
in
that. Okay, I've never seen that, or be a basement dweller. I've never seen it. Okay, I don't know what Bible he's getting this from, and why it's his God-given duty.
Duty
to me, yeah, to me, this is pure out fascism. This is trying to make everybody conform with one ideal that he himself believes in. Never mind if anybody else believes it with him, but he himself believes he's a God. He's God appointed to protect and to dissuade everybody from involving themselves in a sinful activity such as playing harmful not even harmful, just like violent video games, okay? And it's just ludicrous. And a crusade, come on. We know what happened with the crusades. Nobody came back with the Holy Grail, and this
they
is not
didn't?
The Holy Grail, my friend. They did not.
Everybody lost.
Unless you were watching Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and maybe he watched that and got very, very inspired. But really, this is not a crusade.
You are Harrison Ford, Thompson.
Yeah, give it up. Next paragraph, please.
I demand to have the full name of the Trigamer that slandered my name and my
it's
wife.
It's Butch Johnson.
Get him! Rockwell.
Brock Johnson. Cockwell.
It's my name is Cock Johnson.
Cock Franklin.
Brick and McThunder dude.
I demand to have the full name of the Trigamer that slandered my name and my wife. I will bring legal action upon you and your crew.
I'll bring the League of Heroes against you.
Okay, let me start again. I'm really sorry. I'm bad at enunciating. Uh-huh. I demand to have the full name of the Trigamer that slandered my name and my wife. I will bring legal action upon you and your crew for this disgusting gamer incident. I'm going to shut down your hate factory once and for all, so no more can you manufacture insults of mass destruction. Okay, his name is Cock Franklin, and you can reach him at 16969 Road.
I told you, it's Poppin' Fresh Dick.
Fresh Dick.
There is no way I am going to disclose my full name. You could demand it all you want. Right. And you
well,
don't
this is where
it.
Like this is where I actually get. Are you not worried at all that like even
I am
the legal
not worried
by
only because
be
if he's that gung ho about getting my real name, thinking that I am making a name for myself or profiting from saying things about him, if he really wants to go that route, by all means, feel free to pursue this any further. I am not making a name for myself. I am merely just making fun of everything that you have done and failed to do in your purpose. And I'm not trying to defame you. I really am not. Again, I am making light of you. And, you know, sticks and stones, my friend, sticks and stones. Okay? And all I have to say
sticks and stones will break my boners and
yeah,
names
exactly.
will always hurt me.
If you really want to go that route, I think you will be sorely,
or
sorely
sore in the
disappointed.
Ass.
And that's all I have to say about that. as far as bringing legal action upon our crew, not necessary. We're small time. You're so much more big time. Why even waste it? I mean, why even waste your crusade against us? I mean, come
is
on.
Is he big time,
you know?
Or is he just a rainmaker?
He's
is he
big
just
time
an ambulance
something.
Chaser?
Yeah, he's an ambulance chaser. That again, I'm satirizing your behavior.
Right.
I'm not at all familiar with bar association rules of how you're going to conduct your business or what the practices are or anything else like that, and what you can legally or not legally do or anything else like that. I don't care. All I know is that you're failing at what you're doing, and we're laughing all the way to the fucking laugh factory. Which you created.
Wait, and it's a hate factory.
No, we're leaving the hate factory.
No, that's not true. We're the hate factory. Okay? Again, hate factory. This is no more true than you promoting love. I mean, you are not promoting love. You are promoting the same vision that you are against. So therefore, you are part of the problem. And I hate to tell you that. Maybe the realization is what's getting you angry. You know? But, you know, if you look at it really, really deep, you'll just find that everything that you are against, you just actually mirrored. So it's kind of tyrannical. It's kind of despotic in that aspect that you go and do something for the nobility of the people, yet you're the one who are just depriving the people of something that they should be free to have in the first place. As I said, it's somewhat fascist, and so no more can you manufacture insults of mass destruction? What are we at, war?
I'm George.
I never heard of insults of mass destruction.
I'm George W. Bush.
I approve this letter. In fact, I think it's awesome.
Tacos are good.
I would like to thank the American people for putting up with my lackey Jack Thompson's work. He speaks for the American people. He speaks.
Jack Thompson is God.
Jack Thompson is God. He helps our children, and he will help our war in the Middle East because video games fund terrorism. And the terrorists can't get away. And I would like to thank Bill Maher for putting my name out in the papers, because whatever he says is right. Wait, what was that?
Excuse me.
Bill Maher hates me.
President Bush.
Ah, shit. Yes.
What is this war we're fighting again?
My favorite color is blue. Okay, that's not a political statement. This is not a political podcast.
I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to dissect this letter, and hopefully we could do it again.
Yes, sir. You're very welcome.
Are you going to think twice next time you slander Mr. Thompson, or are you just
going to... I'm going to think twice about what he considers slander, because I don't think he's on the same page with everybody else on this. And I don't know. I mean, what do you consider slander?
His fecal matter. slandering down the toilet bowl.
Slosh, slosh.
See, here's the thing.
Well, here's another good point. I mean, first of all, if they go after anybody, and excuse me, you're going to have to edit that out. Here's the thing. If you go after the guy who said this, then the fact is he's got nothing. So make sure you sue
nothing.
Him.
I've got nothing in abundance.
Yeah, I mean,
I got a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, what's he gonna get from you? A bunny? A parrot?
A cookie?
I think he'll
a rat.
No, I think if he, as I said, if he really wants to pursue it, he might be in for the biggest embarrassment of his career. Whether he wants to consider that or not, I am open to it because I, my friend, have
you
something
would fight
called
it?
Free speech. I would fight it. Yeah, I would fight
it. Fight it! Fight it!
I would fright. Yeah, fright it. No, but I would fight the good fight because this is a freedom of speech issue, not a defamation issue. And I think he really needs to take himself aback just a few steps. That way he could just look at things clearly. Not everything that everybody says is meant to be true and is meant to take away some of the, I guess, good work you're doing, if you consider it good work. But that's you. And what we believe is our opinions are just that, opinions.
All right. See,
that's all I have to say.
Here's my thing. I want people to, if any of you are interested in this cock, get this
whoa
ridiculous whatever.
Whoa. Yeah, you're in a mat cock. Yeah, that's right.
We know what you're thinking, Mr. Antipode.
Sorry,
you,
I just say that a lot. That's why.
Yeah, sure. But
he likes a lot of ball play.
Yes. If you're interested in this sack of balls, okay? the situation involving this sack of balls with his little furry wet hair and his lawyerism, let us know what you think. I mean, the problem is that I don't want to, like, sit here and, like, hide from anybody, and I don't think we should have to, but we are small, and we have our own day jobs, and we do what we do, and this is not something that... something that we need, that we should have to be equipped to handle, because like we're us, we're just some dudes, right? I mean, we don't have we're not GameSpot,
we're
who's backed by CNET, you know, we're not 1UP.com backed by Ziff Davis. We're just basement dwellers, like Mr. Porpoise Whale said. We're just basement dwellers, and
yeah. We're trying
at the same time. Yeah, but at the same time, I don't want to just be like, oh, we have to be careful because this fucking guy's a lunatic. Why should we have to
it's
hide
not
from
that,
him?
Actually, it's not that.
And
he's
why should we
have?
In fact, you know, I don't know. Like,
it's that he wants to impose his lunacy. Right. That's the thing, you know. Yeah. So I'm sorry.
And I just, you know, I guess I'm protecting our names now because I don't want to get Porp in trouble. You know, that he doesn't need to be getting into. So I don't know. But should we just leave the shit alone? Guys, send us your comments and everything regarding this issue to the mailbag at trygames.net. mailbag at trygames.net.
Net!
Trygames.net. I would just have to say that if any legal action was taken, I would stand with my video game brethren till the end of, you know, the judge laughing it out of court. So,
you know
what then? Fuck that. If you're... I think that's right, and I think that we should just fucking reveal your name then. And I think he should come after you.
When the time comes.
No, I think it should be...
Let's see where curiosity
his name
is
Tony Pagan, and he lives in Brooklyn, New York.
Dude, what the fuck is your problem?
P-A-G-A-N.
Wait.
No, like, it's bullshit, because, like, fuck it, let him come and do it.
All right, as again, I'll say it again. If he wants to, let's let curiosity get the better of us.
No,
let's
no, no, Tony Pagan. There
oh,
you
shut
go.
Up.
No,
shut
he
up.
Can fucking find it now.
Damn.
All right, fine, shut up, though. I don't care. I want to see what his interest in this really is. If this was a lackey letter.
Exactly, and that's
was...
why, dude, that's why your name is out. Anybody who wants to fucking, or, well, he if he wants to find you, he'll find you.
Okay, I suggest you put a reverse on. You know,
no,
it's just,
fuck it.
No, no. You're Ethan. Speak for yourself.
Yeah,
okay?
Ethan.
And fast Ethan Felsen,
bullshit.
Speak for yourself. I want to see where this goes.
Yeah.
Before I reveal anything. Why give away the show when the curtain opening is so much better?
Yeah, Ethan Wattman.
I think it's better that you fucking get it out now and let's see if it goes anywhere.
No! No,
why?
No,
you can't risk anything anyway. You don't have any money. What if he's going to do to sue you?
I don't
you?
Care. There's nothing to risk. There's everything to gain from the curiosity, though. Don't you want that? I want that. I want to see where this goes. Now shut the fuck
you're
up.
You're not going to see where it goes unless you release your name. Let's see where it goes
no,
when
no,
you
we'll
put the name out. And let's see
we'll
if
see
he
where
can...
It goes. We'll see where it goes.
No, no, no. But we'll see where it goes. Like, if you put your name out...
We will see where it
no,
goes.
Hold on a second. If you put your name out and then he can fucking find you, then he can at least sue you. and then that there we'll see where it goes. But like, what's he gonna? He's gonna lose the case, and we'll get to what?
Again, I don't want anybody delving into my personal life. Okay, if need be, unless he shows an actual interest in it, then maybe I will. Right now, he's not showing an interest in it. He's showing a scare tactic in it, and I want to see where exactly he's going legally. I want to see where it is so I could better prepare myself instead of being blindsided.
Well, I,
hold on a second.
You understand what I'm saying?
He's while Ethan gets his telephone, I just...
Yeah, fucking A, sorry, hold on.
Look, I just gotta say, dude, Ethan, what the fuck is your problem? Given his name, you know, okay, so I'm going to have to edit this whole thing out. What do you think?
Yeah.
Alfred Gatling, should I edit this whole thing out?
Austin Shaw, I'm pretty sure that you're probably going to have to...
Austin,
listen to me.
Hey.
Mr. Shaw.
Stop. What the hell is your problem?
I don't know, but Alfred Gatling is just totally confused in this whole thing. Why are
we
saying...
That's you. That is you.
And then there's Tony Pagan and Ethan Wantman. It's everybody.
Fuck that, dude. What the fuck?
Listen,
I have
I'm
shit.
Scared about this. I just want to see where it goes.
Dude, I'm telling you, I think the right way to do this is to let your name out because you're the one who said it, and if he wants to go after you, we'll know what the hell he's doing.
Well, here's, I mean, okay, so here's what we should do. Okay, so first, let's gather after, like, Ethan. I know you have to leave soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ethan, when do you have to leave?
Pretty soon. But
Al, when do you have to leave?
Like another 15 minutes.
Really, really soon.
Okay, so after, let's
Wait,
end the cast.
On. Vanessa. What's up today?
Huh?
So I have 20 minutes? All right, I got time.
Okay, guys, so we'll end 5 minutes early for Al's sake. Okay, we'll sit down and we'll discuss whether or not we should edit this whole thing out. Only because, like, you know, understandably so, we don't want to bring unnecessarily trouble to Ethan, or Tony, or me, or Al. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is, do we want to respond to him? We'll discuss that. And the third thing is, we'll discuss how to next time better draft this letter and these headers so that it's more convincing to Tony.
What do you mean? Oh, God. I knew it. I fucking knew it. You guys suck.
I'm telling you, you know,
yep.
We should respond.
They totally suck. I knew it. I fucking
April fucking
knew it.
Fools, dude.
I fucking hate you guys.
See, now in this case, we need to
respond. Why don't you play on Mr. Tony? Look, he wasted his time. He talked about this letter. Went from back to front. Oh, my God. What a fucking show. Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the master of rant. We have him and no one else does. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, you can't have him either.
No, he's ours.
Oh, man, that was fucking awesome.
We love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the man,
you
all
right? Tony, how's your heart? Tony?
Tony, you okay?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Hope, how's it going?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Hope, what's up?
Hey, listen, he's not feeling too good right now. I think you guys are going to have to stop.
I know, that's a great try at an April Fool's joke back at us, and you should tell him that we really appreciate that.
You know, that's why my wife's
Oh,
you
dude.
That's your best. What convincing actress you are.
Hey, what's up? Yo, what's up? So, Tony, right? Tony's not feeling right? Right?
All right,
let's go.
Yeah, I know. God.
Moving
on. Oh, my God.
That was worse than Jack Thompson's grammar.
So, since you are the first one who has to leave, would you rather us talk about the news or would you rather us get the mailbag?
Let's just do the mailbag. The news isn't really – I mean, the only real big piece of news, and I don't even know if this is true or not, is the whole Knights Wee thing. Apparently –
Oh, come on.
Know.
I was joking.
I don't think that –
My wife – now my wife is feeling guilty because it's well.
Okay.
See what you guys did. You guys suck all around.
I think we should just do the mailbag because at this point it's possible that any news that we provide could be fake.
Oh right. Yeah, good point.
That's true. Okay, so here is a question from. And this guy's name is Boony. B-O-N-Y is his ex. Oh, I'm gonna have to this out.
Is he from the Boondocks?
I shouldn't be giving Xbox Live names out. People shouldn't. Here's a message from McDove, Doveman87, and it's about achievements. I don't know how much you guys know about achievements, so if need be, I'll field the question. Excuse you. Hey guys, listen to my first of your podcast, episode 40. Great work, informative yet hilarious. If you wondering about the name, I'm from Australia. Whether or not you give a shit, that's up to you. Anyway, I thought I'd pose a couple of questions to you guys there on the podcast panel, not knowing whether or not any of you own a 360, but I thought I'd ask you about your unusual experience with achievement points. Considering some of the weird and wonderful stories out there, i.e. the guy who built a robot with the original name of Xbox so that he could get the last 60 points from Perfect Dark Zero, what? So the questions would be, one, the funniest story you've heard about achievement points, two, the funniest achievements you've seen or heard about, three, the hardest achievement you've come across, and four, do you think that achievement points will change the way we play games? I think we should answer number four in depth. I'll take one, two, and three, though, really quickly. Funniest story I've heard about the achievement points is, it's not really funny, but it's just the top... I don't know about this anymore, but the leaderboard at one point was this guy named Strip Club DJ, and he was actually a Strip Club DJ, and he'd come home and just rent and buy all these Xbox 360 games and get achievement points.
He is my hero. I want that life.
Oh, wait. I think if you guys don't know about the whole robot with Perfect Dark Zero thing, the story behind that is that you get an achievement for playing 1,000 multiplayer games. And you don't have to actually play them. So this guy built a robot to keep hitting the A and B buttons to enter and exit multiplayer.
Oh, my God.
Great.
Wow.
Boo. What an asshole. Two.
There's another one, which was cooking the grenade in Call of Duty.
Oh.
You know, you cook the grenade, something like that, and you get achievement points for that. You could get, like, 25 or something like that. And the other one is Madden. Where you just leave the game on.
Right. That's so stupid. That's so stupid.
I could do that. I could win that.
As far as the funniest achievement you've seen or heard about, like, again, I'm not too involved. I have a 360, but I don't really care about achievements. So I'll have to say the one that just kind of flabbergasted me was you have to be the best player in the world.
What?
For about at least 10 seconds. And I think this was in, like, Burnout Revenge or Graw or something. Where, like, you had to be the top of the leaderboard across the entire world, and, like, as long as your name stayed there for, like, 10 seconds, you got an achievement point or something.
Oh, shit.
The hardest achievement I've ever come across, again, I don't really pay attention to them. I would say that maybe building up a winning streak in Mortal Kombat, in Ultimate Mortal Kombat for Xbox 360 Arcade, because I'm really bad at that game. But there's so many out there, dude. I mean, like, the Gears of War, there's, like, win 1,000 ranked matches or some crap. I can't even get into that. But fourth, here's an interesting conversation. Do you think that achievement points will change the way we play games? Who here does not know what achievements are Xbox 360?
Ethan!
I know what they are, but I don't really know what they do.
Well, let me break it down just quickly. All it is every Xbox 360 game is mandated to have a set of achievements. And what that is when you finish a level in a game, you get, like, 5 points. When you finish an entire chapter, let's say you get 10 points. When you beat the game, you get another 10 points. If you do something crazy like beat Contra on one life, you get like 10 points. If you beat Contra using only the regular rifle, you get another 10 points. So it counts for things like that.
Yeah, but what do they do?
So they don't do anything. It's basically just like a penis waving mechanic where all these points aggregate, and like on your gamer card you can like it totals every single point that you've earned. So like across Dead or Alive, Ninja Gaiden's not out yet for 360. I'm sorry. Across like Dead or Alive, Cameo, Perfect Dark, Call of Duty, all those points are aggregated and it gets put on your score so people can log on and say, oh, this dude's really good. He's played all these games and he's gotten all these points.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's just...
No, it is good.
It's good for some people. It's kind of dumb for others, but like...
Dude, that's like going to an arcade game and seeing somebody's name on top.
This is better because you can look somebody up. So if you're going to play with somebody, you can look up their profile and you can see it.
Right.
Here's the one thing.
Like, here's my philosophy on it. I'm a big fan of just, like, those old school games where you just play them. And the measure of how long you've been playing them or how intensely you play them is by your high score. Mm-hmm. You're a Pac-Man fanatic, your high score shows how fanatic you are. If you're a really good Ikaruga player on the GameCube, your skill is showed by your high score.
Damn right.
So things like that, that's what I like about high score. And I thought that that would, personally, I thought that that would carry over from achievement points. But the problem is that you get achievements for stupid things. And it's just like Tony, like you said, putting on Madden and leaving it on. Or, like, mm-hmm. scoring, like, 100 points in, like, NBA 2K6, I think, was the first game to have achievements. Something like that. All you have to do was turn the game to the easiest setting, all right? And then just, like, score, like, as many points as you could, and it would give you the achievement. And then at the same time, it's like, for what? You know, they tally all this, and it means kind of nothing. It's this big glut of numbers that just shows you how long you've been playing stuff, and not necessarily how well you've been playing them, but just, like, how you find exploits to get those high, to get those achievement points. And some of them are good. Some of them are like find, you know, if it's for like Tomb Raider, like they give you achievement points for finding hidden items because the whole game is about exploration. Okay, so that's cool. Mm-hmm. But again, the whole like, oh yeah, you can get the Street Fighter 2 achievement wherein you win the game without losing a round by setting the difficulty to zero and winning the game without. So it's like pointless.
Yeah, it is.
That's the reason why I'm kind of like eh about them. But I do think that it'll change the way that people do play games because they add replay value for those who want to get the points. Mm-hmm. It'll also change the way that, you know, games are, you know, make money because some guy actually a couple of months ago started up an achievement factory where he was like, hey, give me your Xbox Live account and I'll build up achievement points for you. You okay. Just pay $9.99.
Why would you...
I don't know, but they did that. It's like gold farming.
It's no,
but you
it's,
get rewards
it's
from
same
that.
Reason why you would pay $1.99 to have some stupid ass background on yourself. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
That you get a reward from that, though. That? You get a background at least. I mean,
right.
Who cares?
Yeah, I know.
Well, no, that's not it, Tony. It's not who cares. It's if you want a background, you get a background. But I'm talking. This is talking about like the points. The points don't really do anything.
Uh-huh. They don't.
Although. Now, well, here's the first thing. Of course, again, like, some people still do consider it the modern-day high score, which I don't, but some people do. The second thing is that they're actually starting a rewards program where you can win, like, T-shirts and shitty games.
Okay,
so,
now,
whatever.
That's the part. We talked about that, and that part's really kind of cool, actually.
But you win Fusion Frenzy, too. Should we move on, or does anybody have any...
Move on.
I got one more thing to say.
Sure.
Kind of reminds me of the Capcom Classics Collection that I have for PS2. I think it also came out for Xbox, but I'm not sure.
And
PSP. Yeah, they came out with a mini version for PSP, but they have like an achievements kind of thing there. And the achievements are so stupid. It's like, play the game. And as long as you turn on the game, you can get that unlocked and you can unlock art and shit. And then it's like, beat the game or finish level 1 or... Then he has some hard ones like, you know, beat the 4 bosses in Street Fighter without losing a round. And
right.
Things like that. But the funny thing is just like, play the game. You know, to unlock the art for this game, play it. Mm-hmm. You know, this game is so shitty, we just want you to turn it on and we'll give you something for it.
Wow.
But that's it.
All right, so moving on to the second question. It's our last one for the week, actually. It's from Riven. He has some remarks about the Pirates vs. Ninjas contest, which I'll have to touch on. At some point, but here's a question.
I think he's going to win because he has a pulse.
No, do any of you know the story behind GameSpot's rating and re-rating of Shenmue for the Dreamcast? What did you think about that? If you want my thoughts after you share yours, I would be happy to oblige. Sure, give us an MP3 question again. Who knows the story here about the Shenmue rating?
No, I wasn't reading GameSpot at that time.
Shenmue scored a 6.8 on GameSpot. The first time it was reviewed by Frank Provo. Mm-hmm. And a lot of fans wrote in and were, like, incredibly incensed about it. Like, oh, 6.8, mm-hmm. blah, 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 my balls hurt. You know, I
well, they think that was high or
beat
low.
Off to Shenmue. It's too low. Uh-huh. 6.8 out of 10. So GameSpot changed the rating. And actually, I don't think they changed the text. They just changed the rating.
What the fuck?
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. I think Greg Kasavin was... I don't know if he was editor-in-chief at the moment. It might have been Joe Fielder. I'm not sure. I'm honestly not sure. But they got together and they said, look, this is never, ever going to happen again. Like, we just can't ever do this again. This is stupid. And I think... Well, here's the thing. Let's go to Riven's actual question. What do you think about that? What are your thoughts of it? I don't think any site should change... a rating that they give. If they make a mistake, mm-hmm. they have to live with it. But they should also not change what they're giving out, because then that tells you that you're saying what people want to hear, when this is a service that you're not telling them what they want to hear. You're supposed to be giving them what you think about it to give them an informed decision. If you're so incensed about a rating of a game, then that review is not meant to be read by you, because you know what you want of the game. You know what the game is like, and you have no business telling a review that it's a reviewer that scores too high or too low, because you've already made your decision.
Or keep it like a user thing and a regular thing. I mean, post them both, but don't change your score.
Yeah, I mean, like, basically what happened is they mailed in and they, like, protested the site or something. And I think CNET was, like, I don't know if they were owned by CNET or ZDNet at that point, so. But, like, yeah, I mean, it's the other thing is, like, when EGM put out the opinionated guide to GameCube versus Xbox, people were all up in arms about, like, oh, yeah, you know, EGM is biased towards Microsoft. Microsoft bought them out and they paid them off. Like, to, because 11 editors chimed in on which one was better, GameCube or Xbox, and 6 said Xbox, 5 said GameCube. Okay. Now, that made me annoyed from the standpoint that I didn't really agree with the reasons, but people were actually, like, coming in and saying, like, oh, you know, you're paid off, and, like, you know, this article was shit. And, you know, the editor's response, which I agree with, was, well, if you knew what you were going to buy, then why did you read the article and why are you protesting it?
There's certainly no reason to protest it. I don't know about reading it. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, no, you're right. You're right. Reading it, yeah, everyone's going to read it. But then, like, to protest it, it's stupid. It's so it's the same thing with the game rating. It's like, if you know what you want out of it. Now, it may be a different case where people played the game and they thought, wait, this was underrated. But that still doesn't mean that you change your score. You put down what you thought. Yep. And that's what you thought.
Yeah, if you want to list more scores or try to figure out how to get more people's opinions up there, fine. But, like, changing the score is the real issue that you're talking about here.
Right.
They should just do a second opinion.
Right. Yeah.
At least do something where they leave the first one up and they say, look, we got a bunch of mail. Right. So here, if after that we reconsidered and here's what we would give it now, but they leave that score there.
Now here's it.
Oh,
yeah.
And by the way, this guy's fired. You know. Right. So.
Well, he's not fired. He's actually still writing reviews for them as freelance, and that's a good thing. I'm glad that they didn't fire. Here's the thing, like with Electronic Gaming Monthly, they give out 3 scores. Three editors review a game. For Game Informer, one editor reviews it and one editor gives a second opinion. Mm-hmm. I believe for GameSpot, though, they kind of do a review by committee where the main reviewer plays the game, does all his work, all his homework, and does all the in-depth shit, and then brings it up to the editorial staff, and they all discuss his review, and if they see something that doesn't make sense, they'll point it out, and then they'll kind of redraft things. So it's kind of... Like, I agree, but I don't agree with this method. I agree because, like, if someone's incredibly biased, then this kind of opens up the way for the staff to say, hey, dude, you can't just put this out there because, like, you want to tell people that, you know, oh, this system sucks. Rewrite your review, or we'll reassign it. Which is, in a sense, like, you can write a review that's so skewed that the person who is a prospective customer doesn't get the right feedback, right? If I'm sitting here and I'm telling you I hate Halo, blah, 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 and the person just wants a simple FPS for their console because they've never experienced a PC FPS and they don't plan to, then me sitting here and saying that Halo's a piece of shit is biased. Right?
Right.
It's not a responsible review. So my review of Halo is actually like more towards the, here's what I thought of it, but here's what may work for you, and here's what didn't work for me, instead of me sitting there saying, this game sucked, I hated it, blah, 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 which is not responsible. So
it's never responsible to really say this game sucked or this game was bad. It's always responsible. Like, even if you wanted to give your first impressions or you haven't played it a lot, I mean, we've talked about this before, too, that you can be open and honest and say what you thought, but don't, never say, like, something sucks.
You have to qualify it with good reasoning.
Right, and saying something sucks is almost like objective.
Right, and that's why that's why I do agree with this method of reviewing by committee that GameSpot takes, and I think this is one of the only places that does it. But, also IGN usually has one person review a game, but they also have, like, second opinions as well once in a while. They call it another take. I disagree with GameSpot's method in that it's like, if someone, you know, it leaves open the door for someone, for other people to negatively influence a review. And when I say negative, I don't mean score-wise, but I mean, like, for the wrong reason. You know what I mean? Like, if someone really has an honest, like, judgment of a game that says, look, this wasn't really that great, and then someone else says, oh, wait, no, you know, we can't print that, then... Mm-hmm. But I don't think they do that. I really don't think they do that. But yeah, I mean, that's what I think of the situation. Anyone else have any words?
Yeah, I think it's pretty crummy that they just changed the score. Yeah. It's like, okay, here's what you want. Let's give it to you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm and glad the it funny, didn't happen anymore.
Greg Kasabian was like, Greg Kasabian always referred to the story and was like, this will never, ever happen again as long as I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
But nice.
Hopefully it doesn't happen in the future now.
But before people go, Alan, I know you have to run out quick, but really quickly, Riven brings up a good point with his first part of this email. The Pirates vs. Ninjas contest is very slow now. We have 10 entrants, and we still only have 10 entrants.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we're not going to start until there's 25 because it wouldn't be fair, but we've been sitting here for a couple of weeks, and we haven't had any more entrants. So Riven suggests that we end it. I disagree. Because part of it was to get...
You don't deserve 50!
No, part of it was to get you to get your friends to get in on this.
Right.
Oh, yeah, all right, good point. Go get people
So get
to
people
it.
To get in on this, but like he does bring a good point that it's been stagnant. He also suggests that if it doesn't work out, we should still give out the prizes, but start a different contest.
Absolutely.
So and then
oh, yeah,
and then
we'll the
no
prize.
Matter what happens, read the entries for shits and giggles. I totally agree with that. So if we do end it, but like right now, I don't think we want to end it. But I see your point, Riven. So help us get friends. Help us get entrants.
Actually,
help
we
us
should
not
give them
die.
A date. When right. when should we end this? I mean, just give them
we
a
don't have an end date because we don't even have a minimum set of people yet.
Yeah, it's by number
Let's
of
just
submissions,
put it this way.
Not
if we get
date.
Two more people and it's a month later, come on. We gotta give
well,
them some.
We'll make that decision as we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, we'll
along,
play it by ear. But
oh, you guys are pricks.
No, we ask people to enter and they're not entering. So there you go. So yes, bring in friends and shit like that. Minimum 25. We have 10 right now. And as is my duty, as we're
duty.
We're signing off. Listen to Riven's podcast. It's called Game Slaves. Let me Google it up.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the Game Slaves podcast on iTunes. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
I think it's Game Slaves Radio.
Game Slaves Radio. Thank you, Al.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Game Slaves Radio, and you can get to it at shockpod.com/users/GSRYVVN /home.html. And again, search Game Slaves Radio. As Mr. Echo said, slaves to the code. Game Slaves Radio on TryGames.
iTunes.com. TryTunes.net.
Game Slaves Radio on iTunes. And
we need to now go get TryTunes.net. And biz.
Oh, jeez. So that's a wrap for us for Al Gatling, Ethan Wattman, Tony Pagan, and Jack Thompson.
No,
I have
no,
been
no, wait, wait. Tony F. Pagan.
Tony
yeah.
F.
Tony
Pagan.
Tony Pagan, who
DF
lives
is a
at
fool.
Insert address here so that Jack Thompson can come and sue him. Man, that was good.
Now he's more than welcome. I don't
Yeah, I'll bet he is.
Right. I have been your host, Nameless, and be gone.
And this podcast was episode 41, and it was recorded on 4-1. Episode 41 on 4-1, April Fool's Day. We're witty like that. Mm-hmm. You know what? Fuck you.